A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, I hear the whispering of many, tear on every side, denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped. Then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. In their failure, they will put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. O Lord of hosts, you who test the just, you who probe mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them. For to you I have entrusted my cause. Sing to the Lord. Praise the Lord. For he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, through one man sin entered the world, and through sin death, and thus came to all men, inasmuch as all sinned. For up to the time of the law, sin was in the world, though sin is not accounted for when there is no law. But death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who did not sin after the pattern of the trespass of Adam, who is the type of the one who was to come. But the gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of one of the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the 12, Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaimed on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These words are taken from the first reading that was proclaimed. But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. Strength. One of the parishioners that I got to know in the first parish in which I was pastor was a woman who told me about her life story. She was married, and I believe they had four children. There were several out of high school, several in high school, and several in grade school when this event happened in their lives. She and her husband had owned a business. They owned a bakery. Her husband would get up very early in the morning, usually by 4, and was at the store already working away, making dough for whatever they were going to make that day. This one day, as he was there, he felt tremendous heart pains. So he drove himself up to the hospital. It was about maybe a mile away. He was checked over in emergency, and they said, we can't find anything, and if you want to go home, go home. Well, he said, I'm going to go back to work. He got halfway there when he had a massive heart attack in the car, ran into a utility pole, and died. And his wife had said, it was bad enough to face his death so quickly, losing her husband and the father of their children. But now to take over the business, which she said, I knew something about the business, but my husband ran it and took care of everything. And she said there were many nights when she would get home and she would pray to God and she'd say, help me, because she said, I don't know what I'm going to do. But with God's support and with people around her, she was able to make a good business out of it by herself. So much that when she sold it, she did a pretty good job in getting money in return. She said there were so many times I felt alone and didn't know what to do. But she asked God for the strength she needed to help provide for herself and family. You probably know stories of the same way. And in our first reading today, Jeremiah is like in the same situation where he turns to God and asks for strength. The prophet Jeremiah is one of four major prophets in the Old Testament. And he was chosen by God to go forth and to proclaim to the people of Israel to come back to him. Now, during Jeremiah's time, things were bad. When a new king came, things started getting a little better, but he died quite quickly. And then the next king just made everything worse. Jeremiah faced terrible opposition. And there's five different times within that book where he cries out to God asking for help. In the passage that we heard, Jeremiah was thrown into prison by the high priest that year. He said, we're not going to have you go around telling people to convert and come back and to atone for sin. We don't want to hear it. So he had him thrown in prison. When he let him out, this is part of what he said. And then after what this passage, which we didn't hear, he even got so in despair that he asked God, he said, why did you even bother letting me be born? Why couldn't my mother's womb be my tomb? But in the passage we heard today, he cries out in despair to God and asking why. Why are people not accepting me and your word? But the interesting thing about Jeremiah was, soon as you think that he hit the bottom in despair, he came right back out of it and realized the only way that he is going to survive as a prophet is asking for God's help and to be his strength. In the passage that we heard, he asked of God to protect him from all harm, and those who are causing harm will have to pay the price. He says, God, you are my strength. You are the one in which I'm going to find refuge. I can't help but think that I think each and every one of us in some way have gone through the same sort of trial, and maybe more often than we realize. Where do we turn for our strength? And especially in this pandemic that we're going through, the number of suicides has really increased here in the United States. People facing a situation where they think that they cannot survive what they are going through and go through despair. If we feel that way, we come today before God, who is our strength. And let us ask of him to help us to bear us up. If we feel tried, if we're feeling we're coming to the point of despair, let us turn to the Lord, who is our strength, our rock, and our security. And when we think that we have hit rock bottom, it is their God who will lift us up. We ask God once again that we feel his power of his love and his impact of his grace again today to help us, for he indeed is our strength, and he is the one who will bear us up. I want to extend a very happy Father's Day to all of our fathers who are here this morning. We wish you the very best and hope this day will truly be a blessing to you and always be assured of our prayers. The church does have a special blessing, so let us pray that God's blessings will come upon all those who are here present and our fathers who are not. So I'd ask you now to please bow your heads. God, our Father, in your wisdom and love, you have made all things. Bless these men, that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.